ho, 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 and welcome to the Comedy-O-Rama Radio Theater Hour's Christmas special. I'm your host, Joe Bevilacqua, and we've got two holiday stories lined up for you. First, a special episode of The Misadventures of Sherlock Holmes, and then a rare recording of Dawes Butler and Don Messick, who worked together as Yogi and Boo Boo in The Christmas That Almost Never Was. But first, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you...
What the?
Ouch! I'll never get used to these landings.
Willoughby and the Professor?
Holy smoke, Professor! Where are we? And who's that?
We appear to have landed in some sort of radio broadcast facility. And in front of the radio producer, Joe Bevilacqua.
Wow! Radio? Hey, can I have your autograph?
Willoughby? Professor? What are you guys doing here? You're not supposed to be on this week's show.
Can I have your autograph?
Mr. Bevilacqua, we appear to have inadvertently puckered into your studio via my space-time puckering device. A minor invention.
Can I have your autograph?
Well, you'll just have to pucker back out because I have a show to do.
I'm afraid it's not that simple. Unless our landlady, Ms. Witchway, decides to once again fumble with our knobs, we will not be able to...
Hey, I think that's her now.
Thank goodness.
Never fear, Mr. Bevilacqua. We will be puckered away momentarily.
Well, hurry up about it, because I've got a show to do and...
What happened, Professor? We're still here.
It appears our exasperated radio host has been puckered out in our place.
Holy smoke! What do we do now?
We will have to do the show without him.
But I don't know anything about running a radio show. I'm a scientist. Hey, he never gave me that autograph.
I believe the programming has been laid out before us. Simply press that red button before you.
Well, okay. Here goes nothing.
Comedy-O-Rama Theater presents The Misadventures of Sherlock Holmes, the honest and true memoirs of a non-entity.
Holmes, creepy Christmas.
I cannot recall a moment in my life in which I was as happy as I was in 1888. Now, I'll grant you, I am a wintry old dotard. However, I have not fallen into decrepitude. And as for my memory, in spite of insidious rumors to the contrary, my memory is as sharp as the jackknife with which Holmes transfixed his unanswered correspondence to the very center of the wooden mantelpiece. I was happy, for it was in that year of 1888 that I was married to Mary Morstan, whom I had met while Holmes was solving the mystery surrounding her father's death. It was in 1888 that... Perhaps it was 1887. Well, at any rate... I am Dr. John Watson, and I was happy. For it was in that year of 1887 that I was married to Mary Morstan, whom I had met while Holmes... I said that already, didn't I? I was happy, because I was no longer forced to take my lodgings with Mr. Sherlock Holmes. No more indoor pistol practice. No more cigars in the coal scuttle. No longer was I subjected to Holmes' incredible untidiness, his addiction to music at strange hours, His weird and malodorous scientific experiments, the atmosphere of violence and danger which hung around him perpetually. I was free. Free of Holmes and his drug mania. Well, it was Christmas time in 1887 or 88 that Mary and I were... Was it 1889? No matter. Mary and I were... 1890? My beloved wife and I were invited to spend Christmas week with her uncle in his castle at the head of Loch Alsh in northern Scotland. Well, I remembered that part all right. Sharp as a jackknife. Of course, I jumped at the chance of a holiday in Scotland for one reason, and one reason only. I'd be farther away from Holmes. No more indoor pistol practice, no more cigars in the coal scuttle. No longer was I subjected to a... Anyway, that restful week I had dreamt of for so long was never to be. For when I arrived on board the train, something disastrous transpired.
I say, Watson, old fellow, are you going to Scotland too?
Holmes?
Yes, it's me. And we are together again at long last, my humble friend and Boswell.
No, no, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, it is. Hello, Mrs. Watson.
Hello, Mr. Holmes.
I've been invited to spend Christmas week with Lord Tavish Macmillan.
Oh, it can't be.
In his castle. Where are you two going?
No, it can't be.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because, Mr. Holmes, that is where we are spending Christmas week also.
Well, splendid! Then you see, Watson, we'll be together after all.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Ah, now perhaps you see why I wear this deerstalker cap and cloak.
What in heaven's name do you mean?
Why, look at yourself, Watson. You're covered in soot.
So?
Well, don't you see? The soot has gone up your nose and has made you sick.
Well, what about Mrs. Watson?
Well, she's a woman. Women never get soot on them. It isn't ladylike. Now, if you wore a cap and cloak like mine, you...
Look ridiculous.
Isn't it a coincidence that we should be invited to the same place?
I invited you, Mr. Holmes.
You did?
You did?
Lord Tavish is my distant uncle.
Oh, I don't know. Scotland isn't really that far.
I wanted to get the two of you together for the holidays.
Thank you very much.
Anything to please my little sweet nooms.
Sweet nooms?
This was my Christmas present to both of you.
Sweet nooms? Isn't that sweet?
It's going to be such a wonderful week.
Yes, I do hope I can find a way to repay you.
So do I.
You know, I'm not feeling so well right now myself. I think it's time for some chemical stimulant.
Are you back on that kick again?
With my notorious Professor Moriarty on the loose again, I need all the stimulant I can get. To bring the vile villain to justice, I mean.
Holmes, let me see your arms.
They're just below my shoulders, Watson.
I mean, roll up your sleeves.
Well, all right. This is fun.
Holmes, you've been using a needle on your arms.
Watson's Notson, there's a birthmark.
Holmes, there are enough tracks on your arms to run this train on them.
Well, I have to do something when I'm not on a case. The boredom is deadly.
So is that needle you're about to use. Holmes, I do wish you hadn't taken those drugs.
Not drugs, Watson. Chemical stimulants.
Oh, I recognize that rock formation. We should be at the castle shortly.
I can hardly wait.
This is as far as I go, laddie.
We're out in the middle of nowhere, man. You can't leave us off here.
Oh, sorry, laddie. But I can't go no further, even if I wanted to. I can't get my nag up those rocks, no matter how hard I try.
This is preposterous. Won't you change your mind?
No, now out you go now. Scotty MacMelillo changes his mind for no man.
Oh.
And a word of warning to you. Beware the Cass of Macmillan Castle.
Cass?
Oh, and have a happy Christmas. Hope you get everything you need. Gee up, Alison, there's a good girl.
What, Cass?
Oh, it's just a small bit of claptrap my uncle started.
Pure poppycock.
We'd best start walking.
How far off are we?
At the very least a half hour walk.
Oh.
Well, look on the bright side, Watson. Things could be worse. It could be raining.
We've been walking for 3 1/4 hours.
Perhaps we're lost.
Are you always this quick?
No, it's the chemical stimulant.
Oh, hail, Sherlock. Hail to thee, Master Logician.
All hail, Sherlock. Hail to thee, consulting detective.
All hail, Sherlock. Hail to thee, Sherlock of Baker Street.
Oh, what are you staring at?
Watson, how do they know my name?
To whom are you referring?
Those three old hags by that rock.
Oh, dear. Come, dear fellow, there's nothing there.
Go, Watson. Don't you see them? Don't you hear them?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Mrs. Watson, you see them, don't you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't, I?
Three hags! Why do you call my name? I charge you. Speak!
Poor fellow, it's the drugs.
Chemical stimulants.
Thou callest us hags? You reprobate. Hast thou looked in thy mirror of late?
What do you want of me?
We three apparitions stand so that we may lend a hand. We'll tell your future, dim or bright, but only if you pay us right.
How much is your fee?
Scared of a dragon lord's truth.
I'm afraid I don't have those things on me.
What dost thou have?
All I have is sixpence.
That's close enough.
Lucky thing you're here to pay. We have got a sale today.
Buy one forecast that we see, and you get the next one free.
Here you are, my last sixpence. Now, do your predicting.
Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw.
Double, boil and bubble. Sherlock Holmes in lots of trouble.
Finnet of a fenny steak, in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt, and toe of frog, wool of bat, and tongue of dog.
Sounds like one of Mrs. Hudson's recipes.
Quiet! Double, boil and bubble, Sherlock Holmes in lots of trouble. Cool it with a baboon's blood. Then the charm is firm and good.
And now the first prediction comes. Then the second when that is done.
Come and done.
Well, they can't all rhyme.
Number one.
Sherlock, Sherlock, Sherlock.
At a castle, you meet Macbeth. And 'tis sure to mean someone's death.
Number two. Thrice the poster cat will mew, then she will be killed by you.
Are we keeping you up, dear? You must excuse her. She's an apprentice witch.
Who will die? What cat will I kill?
Number three. Ah, he only paid for two, not three.
God, everyone got to speak but me.
Trumpet to the morn doth crow, so come, dear sisters, let us go.
These visions we have shown thee, thou wilt not remember, hence.
Then why'd you let me see?
Ah, we needed the sixpence. Now, we must place thee back in time, before you heard our voices chime. Double, boil and bubble, Sherlock Holmes in lots of trouble.
Holmes, what are you staring at?
Oh, nothing, Watson. I was just thinking. Since we're in Scotland, perhaps I might solve the mystery behind the Loch Ness Monster.
But, Holmes, we're nowhere near Loch Ness.
Oh. Where are we going?
Loch Ulch.
Then I'll solve the mystery of the Loch Ulch monster.
Come on, let's go. I'm soaking wet. We're just standing here.
Yes, Mary, my dear, you lead the way.
There it is. Castle Macmillan. I hear my uncle's bagpipes.
What type of tobacco does he use?
Oh, do be quiet.
Come on, follow me.
You know, this is the best Christmas I've ever had.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas.
Really, Holmes.
Go away.
Uncle Macmillan, open this door. It's your niece, Mary.
Dear sweet Mary.
You can't come in. There's a gas on the place.
You can't leave us out here, man. It's teeming.
And besides, it's raining.
Who are these people, Mary?
I'm Dr. Watson, and this is Sherlock Holmes.
We're here to solve the mystery of the Loch Ulch monster.
Well, why don't you say so? Come right in.
And it really is a Loch Ulch monster?
Mary?
Yes, Wheatons?
Isn't that sweet?
Your uncle didn't seem to have been expecting us, dear.
Of course not, dear. I didn't tell him. It was my Christmas present to him. I wanted to surprise him.
You know, this castle reminds me of something out of Macbeth.
Don't say that name. The curse of that Scottish lord is on this castle. Aye.
Aye?
I say, you mean Macbeth lived here?
No, but he slept here once. Aye.
Aye.
Ah.
And don't mention his name again, or someone will die before the new year.
Poppycock.
Well, Mac, bring on the food. I'm starved.
Yes, of course. And I'll change out of those wet clothes and I'll make you all a traditional Scottish Christmas Eve dinner.
Mmm, this is delicious. Could you pass some more Macbeth? I mean macaroni.
Oh, you said it again. The doom is starting to work.
That's not macaroni, Holmes.
What are all those funny little things?
Sheep's brains.
Sheep's brains?
Aye.
Ooh.
That's extra flavour to the haggis.
What is haggis?
Haggis consists of oatmeal, onions, seasonings, and the chopped liver, heart, and lungs and suet of the sheep, cooked in blood, and served in the animal's own stomach.
Ooh.
It's a national Scottish dish.
Could I have some more wine?
Here you are.
Lord Macmillan, I couldn't help noticing that we're all alone in this huge castle. Don't you have any servants?
No, they all quit on me, afraid of the curse. All except Tully. But I had to fire her. Wouldn't clean the wee crawly beasties out of the floorboards.
But these floors are made of stone.
That's what she said, too.
Oh, let's open the Christmas crackers now.
Oh, yes, let's.
I've got a whistle.
I've got a bell.
And I've got a little drum.
Oh, I've got a headache.
Now let's read our sayings. You first, Sweetnums.
All right. Before this Christmas season's done, you'll be married to more than one. Poppycock. How could I be married to more than one woman?
Now mine. If French is what you like to speak, then you must act quite wild, not meek. How very odd, I don't speak French.
You go next, Macbeth. I mean Macmillan.
Good blessing your luck. When you perform an act ill-willed, the bloody curse will be fulfilled. It is too late. The curse has been set in motion.
This is all quite ridiculous. Where did you get those crackers?
Oh, three old hags were selling them, laddie, door to door.
Three old hags? Ooh. And now I'll read mine. You'll perform an act against a friend, but you won't find out until the end. This is terrible. I'd never do anything to harm you, Watson.
It is the curse set in motion.
What exactly is this curse, Lord Macmillan?
I'm a victim of my family name, Dr. Watson. Centuries ago, the Macmillans gave shelter to that certain Scottish lord I dare not mention. Legend has it that in this very loch, three witches predicted his fate.
That's what started the curse?
No. That certain lord never paid them the sixpence he owed them. Since it was my family who gave him shelter, the curse was put on this castle.
But what is the curse?
You will know soon enough.
Good night, Watson. Good night, Mrs. Watson.
Good night, Holmes.
Oh, yes, good night, Mr. Holmes. Happy Christmas.
Good night to you all.
Good night, Lord Macmillan.
Good night, sir.
Curses and Scottish lords. Sheep's bladders and old hags.
Christmas crackers and...
Oh, Monsieur Holmes, you must help me.
Mrs. Watson, what's wrong? You sound funny. Do you have a cold?
No. I am Ariel, Mary's French cousin.
How did you get in here?
The secret door behind the bookcase, Herr S.
Well, how may I be of service to you?
Oh, I'm being held prisoner here in this castle by Lord Macmillan.
Why, that porky fellow, he told me he lived here alone.
No, you must help me to escape, Monsieur Holmes. I could not eat haggis one more day.
Ariel, I will leave no stone unturned to lighten your burden.
Monsieur Holmes, how can I ever repay you?
Well, you can get out of my bed for a start.
Enough, I find you irresistible.
No, please, Ariel. Resist. You must leave at once.
That weak jaw. That receding hairline. That beveled aquiline nose.
Well, you could stay for a little while.
Holmes, have you seen Mary?
Oh, good morning, Watson, and a happy Christmas morning to you. No, I haven't seen her, but I saw her French cousin.
French cousin?
Oh, Mr. Holmes!
Never mind, Watson, I'm on a case. Mac, there's something I...
Oh, Mr. Holmes, you let the fire go out in the hearth. No, the spirit is sure to come.
Sorry. Oh, by the way, do you like my new shoes?
You should not wear new shoes on Christmas Day. They will hurt and are sure to walk you into a catastrophe.
And by the way, there's a hole in the roof just above my bedchambers. The rain was dripping in all night. Perhaps you could repair it. Now, there's something
I... Never fix a roof between Christmas Eve and New Year's, or the holes will come right back.
Have you opened my Christmas present I gave you yet?
Aye, lad, thank you.
It's a kilt.
I noticed. The wrong clan.
I had my landlady wash it and press it before I came. Now, there's something I want to ask you about...
Never wash and press a Christmas present before giving it, or you wash out the good luck and press in the bad.
Is there anything we're allowed to do which isn't bad luck?
There's something I...
Yes. Get that fire going again.
Mac, there's something I must speak to you about. You see, this French girl came to me and...
First, I like to read this passage on the birth of Christ.
Mac, I really must ask...
The coming of the Magi.
Mac, I have to...
When Jesus...
Mac, I...
When Jesus was born in...
Mac!
Bethlehem. Oh, no. Oh, the forbidden name.
Say, Macmillan, are you all right?
The curse of the Loch Galsh monster.
Oh. Help
help him, Watson. Oh. You're a doctor.
What's wrong with you, Macmillan?
Oh, get away from me. Away, I say.
Oh.
Oh, and that ill-willed. Oh, no. Oh, not Welsh. Oh, no, not Welsh. No, he's taken over. He's... Why should I play the Roman fool and die on my own sword?
What's he saying, Watson?
He's reciting from Macbeth.
My name's Macbeth. Whilst I see lies, the gashes do better upon them.
He has a sword!
Look out, Holmes!
Macduff! Macduff!
I'm going to look for Mary. We must get out of here.
And now, Burnham, would that come to Dunsinane?
The French girl is down in the torture room. I'll save her.
Leon Macduff!
Oh, Monsieur Holmes, you have come to save me, no?
Come quick, Ariel, my love. Tavish Macmillan has turned into Macbeth.
Holmes, Mary is nowhere to be found.
Hello, sweet Holmes.
Mary?
You're Mary Morstan Watson?
No, I'm Ariel, her French cousine.
What sort of game are you playing?
Whatever do you mean?
I'm confused.
Oh, don't be confused, Monsieur Holmes. I am Ariel.
Then you're not Mary.
Of course I'm Mary, sweet Holmes.
Watson, how can she be both Mary and Ariel?
Much to my dismay, old fellow, I believe we're dealing with a dual personality complex. We must humor her. Let us depart at once.
Oh, I think I love you, Monsieur Holmes. Last night was wonderful.
Last night? Holmes, you didn't...
I didn't know she was your wife.
You betrayed a friend, Holmes.
What did I... I'm flabbergasted. In fact, my flabber has never been so ghastly.
You're so sweet when you're embarrassed, you know. John, my sweet ones, I love you so very much. Monsieur Holmes, you are such a masculine peep smoker. Sweet ones, you are so intellectual.
Macduff! Of all men else, I have avoided thee. But get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
Watson, I think we may be in trouble.
I will not yield to kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet.
What gives you that impression?
And to be baited with the rabble's curse.
He seems to be making more sense now.
Do be quiet.
Before my body, I threw my warlike shield.
Oh, my uncle's just kidding around. It's a joke. Save me, Monsieur Holmes. I won't eat any more haggis.
Leon Macduff! And damn be he that first cries, hold! Enough!
Who's he fighting, Watson?
Himself.
He's fighting himself? Amazing! He's killed himself.
Uncle, my uncle, I can't bear it. Good riddance to bad rubbish, as I say.
The curse has been finally broken. It was his fate. We all should take comfort in the knowledge that he died so that we may live. To march on toward a better future, where a man must no longer eat haggis, and we can only hope that...
Oh, shut up.
So you mean to say that Lord Tavish Macmillan did not have a curse on him?
No, dear fellow. You see, I've checked it out, and it appears that insanity runs in Mary's family.
Hmm.
Her uncle was so convinced that there was a curse, he drove himself mad. He, in the end, truly believed that he was Macbeth.
Looks like a storm, Watson. Better close those windows.
And as for Mary, she's now being treated for her dual personality complex.
That's another thing I don't understand. What is a dual personality complex?
Well, it's... for instance...
I mean, is she Mary or is she Ariel?
In her mind, she's both.
Then you are married to both of them.
Hmm? Well... I suppose so, yes.
Watson, you bigamist.
It's good to be back at Baker Street.
I'm going out for an onion bun.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of Holmes' Creepy Christmas. a special episode of The Misadventures of Sherlock Holmes. As Sherlock Holmes, you heard Vernon Morris. Dr. Watson was played by Henry J. Quinn. Mary Arielle Watson was played by Gwendolyn Lewis. And Tavish McMillan was portrayed by B.H. Barry. The three witches were Jan Meredith, Gwendolyn Lewis, and Joseph Bevilacqua. Scotty MacMillillo was portrayed by Vernon Morris, and Teresa the Cat was played by James Tyrone Jr. Technical production was by Dan Finton. Holmes' Creepy Christmas was written, produced, and directed by Joseph Bevilacqua.
Professor? That Sherlock Holmes guy ain't too bright, is he?
No, Willoughby. I suppose he's not.
What now?
We continue with the second story we are supposed to broadcast. But first, according to this document I see on the control panel before us, it is time for a station break.
Waterlog Productions.
Comedy-O-Rama is supported by Bear Manor Media, publisher of the authorized biography of cartoon voice legend Dawes Butler, characters actor.
Yogi Bear.
For more information, check out BearManorMedia.com.